Hey, everybody, this is Patrick Mafakeholmes, and you're listening to the best sports podcast on the internet, The Message Pitch with Drew, Will, and Matt. Get it!
The following message is brought to you by Faulty Spark Plugs. Faulties, we are that smell.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of The Message Pitch. We'll be talking bowls, and that's pretty much it tonight. I'm Drew. I'm joined here by Matt, and our good friend and college football correspondent Jordan Waldrop is back with us again. Will is delayed at the start. He won't be here for a while, but we're gonna go ahead and get started and talk some bowls. Gentlemen, how you feeling? Not all at once.
I'll let the correspondent go first.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, I'm feeling good, man. It's been fun to watch a few of these games. I admittedly haven't watched every minute of every game because, let's see, who was playing here? Old Dominion, teams such as Old Dominion and Fresno State have been playing, so I haven't I haven't watched a lot of footballs, but it's been good to get bowling, if you will.
Yeah. And this is the one night over the next several weeks that there are no bowls, so might as well go ahead and record. Matt, I'll open it up to you. How's your pick'em looking?
I think I had a pretty rough start to the bowl season. I think I was like 4-3, I think, to start. Wow. Yeah. So these games, I know after having in our regular season pick'em, I was, top 95%, and so naturally, I would be terrible when it comes to the bowls. So, but no, it's still early. But the bowls before Christmas, it's kind of fun to watch it. See teams that you're getting the teams that barely made it, but you can see that they're happy to be there. It's only going to get better from here. Typically, with the games the games before Christmas, you kind of have the games on in the background. You're not all, you're not exactly tuned all the way in, but it's still kind of cool to see. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to the post Christmas games.
Yeah, for sure. And just to touch on this, normally we try to do a big panel, of guests and friends of the show and our contest winners for the bowl pick'em. Honestly, folks, there are so many bowls this year. We literally could not get everybody in here and have a show that you would be willing to listen to. I think when we did it last year, we were recorded for, 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and then edited it down to like 1 hour and 45 minutes. And that's just too long to ask of anybody to appear. So we're going to change things up. We will still get our winner, Daniel McDuffie, on a show at some point, and we'll bring back Jason and some of the others at various points, but we just could not do the panel for the bowl pick'em. But speaking of the bowl pick'em, I don't know how you guys' entries are doing. Mine, not so hot, but just giving a quick rundown, mine and Will's dad is actually in first. He's tied with our aunt who entered, at 8-1. And then Will, Robert Martin, Deborah Brown, Connor Goggins. I have no idea who this is, but he was definitely leading the contest for several of the games.
Mystery man.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. Preston Kendrick.
Wild card.
Yeah. Chris Waits and Hunter Lee Smith are all tied at 7-2. Jordan Waldrop and Kyle McCune, as well as Zach Reed, who I do not know who that is. Matt and myself are all tied at 6-3. And then Jason Brown is at 5-4. Austin Gates is at 4-5. And Jim Peters, who has joined us on a bowl panel before, is sitting at last at 0-0. So obviously, Jim must have forgotten.
Biden is time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you can't get it wrong if you don't pick it.
Yeah. That's exactly right. 36. No way. What would that be? 34-9. Here we go.
Actually, there are so many bowls left that he could make it up and it not be a problem.
Exactly.
I hope he's listening to this. And he is, that's exactly what he's going to do. He's just going to go on a tear and win the thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's possible. It's certainly possible. I just like the fact that all three of us are tied. Well, no, let me take that back. Yeah, no, all three of us are have the same amount of wins. So
6-3.
Yeah, great minds think alike. They may not be accurate, but they think alike.
That's right.
So now that we've updated on that, guys, what has been, in your opinion, the best bowl game so far?
We were talking about this before we came on the air there, but that game last night, even though the final score didn't really indicate a good game, I thought that was pretty impressive what UTSA was able to do with their backup. Seemingly last minute got thrust into action. Josh McCown's son, what did y'all say his name was?
I don't know.
Name escapes me right now. Yeah, but
Josh McCown's son.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say,
either way,
that's his brother.
Either way, Rusty, maybe I couldn't even call it Rusty, rough start to begin with to the game last night, and they end up pulling out a victory. So that was a
– Owen.
That was a
Owen
good
– McCown.
Owen McCown. Shout out, Owen. Way to rally the troops.
Yeah, for
get
real.
Get a dub in the bowl in the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl.
Where do they come up with these names? Actually, that sounds like a cool one. So that's not as bad as the what was it? The there was one the other night that was like the Toasters.
I'm looking at them. Let's see. Did we have the Avocados Bowl? Is that what you're talking about?
No. That one was for a cure. That was fine. But there was like Scooters Coffee and the something Trusty Toasters Bowl.
Oh, yeah. No, Famous Toastery Bowl. You're talking about Western Kentucky and Old Dominion.
Yeah, yeah. How famous is it? Because I've never heard of it.
No, me neither. How about one more thing? I was just sitting here scrolling through. Fresno State beat New Mexico State 37-10.
Yeah, it was bad.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. I picked New Mexico State.
Oh, I think we all kind of saw how they played Auburn, and I just kind of, wow. I don't know if they had opt. I wouldn't think a school like that would have opt-outs, but wow.
Well, you never know. But Fresno State, honestly, was pretty good this year. And, you know, they've
had some good seasons the past couple of years.
Yeah.
They always.
I think, Jordo, well, you kind of touched on the UTSA game last night. Matt, you said you had people, because you're in the San Antonio area, you had people leaving to whatever event you're at to go watch that game?
Yeah, the company rented out Topgolf for 3 hours, and people were leaving, you know, halfway through to go catch the game. I was like, well, you do know there's a TV above the monitor where you're hitting golf balls, but hey, you know.
Hey, made time for you.
Yeah, hey, you know, one of my teams was playing, I probably, you know, would want to go watch somewhere else. So, I wanted to point out too, wasn't it Jacksonville State won in overtime with Rich Rod? Right. Yeah, yep. That was I didn't get to catch all that. I didn't get to catch the end of the game, but that one, you know, that was it was interesting to see Jacksonville State, you know, that was the first bowl win, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the first, I think. Yeah. Heard somewhere that they were the first team to ever win in their debut bowl.
Oh, wow.
Or something like that. I don't know how accurate that is, but that was pretty cool to see. So when Saban retires, is Rich Rod going to come to Tuscaloosa, Jordo?
No. I was nodding as I said that.
Yeah.
The circle's completed.
Yeah.
Thank God for Rich Rod's life, right? Because I think she was the one who came out and said she'd never live in Tuscaloosa.
It all worked out.
didn't it? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to tell you the game that was probably the worst bowl, but in my eyes, kind of the best bowl was that App State. Who did they play? Miami of Ohio game.
That's right.
Did you guys watch that one? It was just old school, nasty, murky, just sloppy field.
Had a lot of rain, right?
Yes. It's like a 13-9 game.
13-9, that's right. App State pulled it out.
The field and the uniforms looked like something out of NFL Films 1963. I mean, it was just
nice. I like one of those every now and then.
Yeah.
I don't want my national championship that way. Don't get me wrong. No. But if, in the avocados from Mexico cheer bowl, yeah, give me some rain.
Well, and I think it just proves playing on turf is, I mean, playing on grass is the way, right? Like, you just don't eating. That's another episode for another time. But anyways, kind of shifting gears. Question I had, and I'm kind of leaning a certain way, and I'm working on a story for the website, but are there too many bowls, guys? I mean, you got to think about it. I think I read that there's 43 bowls, which means 86 teams qualified for a bowl. There's only 133 FBS teams. Over half, if my math is correct, over half of them qualified for a bowl. Do we have a bowl problem? Are there too many in you guys' eyes?
Wow. So my opinion is, well, hang on. I'll back up a little bit. I think I was listening to one of the bowls last year on the radio, which I must have been in the car and nothing else was on. I was listening to a bowl game. But they were talking about how even if the stands were completely empty, the revenue that it generates just by being on TV, you know, makes so much more money than what anything else would cost at that time.
Yeah.
So from their aspect, there's not enough bowls. You know, if they'd have one running nonstop. Personally, I would like to see, and we were talking about this earlier as well, the 5-7s, if you can't at least finish 500, you're definitely not in a bowl. And I would even like go a step farther and say, if you don't have a winning record, 7-5 now, you don't go to a bowl. I think that would kind of trim the fat a little bit. And I mean, does that not make sense? I mean, just call it like it is. If you're a winning team, if you're a winning team, you go to a bowl game. If you're not a winning team, you're not going to a bowl game, you know?
Yeah, and what's crazy is, you guys remember, even when we were high school, there were 11 games. You had to finish 6-5 in order to make it. There were also less bowls. Something I think, and Matt, I'm not trying to cut you off. I'll get your opinion here.
Yeah.
But something that I think is kind of interesting is ESPN owns like 17 of these bowls. These are revenue generators for whatever town that they're in and whatever kind of ad space that they can sell. But Matt, do we have too many bowls?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think you should have at least a winning record. But I do feel for some of the players, this game probably means a lot to, you know, the ones that aren't going to make – the ones that are going to make the NFL, which is 90% of them, you know, or 95%. You know, those games probably mean a lot to them too. You know, it's the last time they'll really play. So sure. I get that aspect as a them being a, you know, competitor on that level. But, I mean, as far as viewers go, yeah – We really, like I said in the beginning, you know, you have these games on, the ones before the holidays, you know, they're kind of on just on the background. You're not really like watching. Yeah. I hate to say it, but I'm not really watching, you know, App State and Miami, Ohio for all four quarters, all tuned in. Like it's, you know, the Orange Bowl or Rose Bowl, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but no disrespect to, you know, those schools, but that's just the reality. Yeah.
Well, I think if you know, it's nice to have football on every day. And if you can choose between having some Christmas movie that you're probably not going to watch or football on in the background for noise, it's kind of nice to have football. But yeah, I mean, and I agree with you, Matt. I mean, the kids that aren't going to, you know, make it in the pros, it's kind of nice for them to have it. But, you know,
they get different, you know, gifts for it. You know, they get like PlayStations. Yeah. It's not like they're getting, you know, shafted. They're getting some, you know, gifts and everything. So I think that's also a pretty cool aspect of it.
Yeah. Hey, Will. Will just joined us here a little bit late, but he's here. We're going through. Do we have too many bowls? That's the question.
The original meeting place. How about now?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. First off, I went to the original meeting place you sent me. Anchorage, Alaska has never heard of you, so sorry for being late. I was traveling back. Secondly, no, I don't think there's too many bowls. I mean, you look last night, what, UTSA got their first ever bowl win last night. JSU, who wasn't supposed to compete in a bowl this year, got to compete and win one. James Madison, same thing, they're going to get to compete in one. And I did see something yesterday that somebody tweeted out that whatever random bowl game on Saturday beat out the viewership for Kentucky, North Carolina basketball game. So clearly people still care about the bowls and those matchups. Mm.
Yeah, football will always beat basketball, I think, in this country.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's just get right into it, guys. I mean, let's talk some bowls and some pick'ems. So queuing it up tomorrow night, December 21st, you've got the Boca Raton Bowl. USF versus Syracuse. USF is, I don't know how far Boca Raton is from Tampa, but I mean, Boca Raton's outside Miami, right?
Sure.
Anyways, I don't really know a whole lot. I was shocked to find out that Syracuse qualified for a bowl, but here we are. Who do you guys have?
Syracuse fired Dino Babers. Fran Brown's coming in. I don't think he's going to coach in the bowl game. It's basically a home game for USF. I like USF, and specifically Byron Brown. I think he's going to be really good for them. So give me USF.
Yeah, I'll I'd like to take this moment and this little spot just to thank USF for getting Alabama back on track early in the year. I feel like they turned their course and righted the ship a little bit. So USF, let's get them a bowl win.
Big road win for Alabama.
That was huge. I mean, huge. You can't even – yeah, big. I mean, they'll be talking about that one for centuries.
Yeah, for sure. USF is one of the best 7-win teams in the country.
A season all-terrain win.
Yeah.
It was such a great game that there were several times Jordan tried to jump off the back of the boat straight into the propellers back there. I don't know what happened.
Matt, who do you have?
Yeah, I'm gonna say USF. Yeah, the team that gave Alabama the most fits outside of Texas. So.
I think I picked Syracuse, but for this purpose and unification here, I'll say USF.
The entire city of Auburn just felt slighted at Matt's USF gave Alabama the best game comment.
Yeah. I mean, USF gave him a good game. Didn't Arkansas give him a really good game?
For two quarters. The most important two quarters.
Okay, Will, it is your favorite bowl game.
Is it the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl?
No, it's – Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. We skipped over it. It's the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa, Florida. Georgia Tech versus UCF. Now, of all the non-after Christmas bowls, this one intrigues me a little bit. I'd like to see what Tech has. I don't know. Does anybody know what a Gasparilla is?
It's like a gecko, isn't it?
I don't know. Let's look it up. Look it up. While I do that, one of you guys...
Huh? It was a complete joke. I'll go. Well,
while I do that, you guys, somebody talk about what they think of this game.
Yeah, I like UCF in this matchup. I like Plumlee and Gus, of course. You know, Gus is probably my second favorite coach. In D1.
Not bad.
So big Gus fan. So I'm pulling for him.
Yeah. Matthew?
Update.
Go ahead.
Little Gasper is said to have terrorized the Gulf of Mexico between the late 18th and early 19th centuries. Rumor has it when he died, he left an untold fortune and buried treasure somewhere along Florida's coast. To this day, it is yet to be found. Gasparilla literally means Little Gasper in Spanish.
I don't know any more than what I knew a second ago.
WTSP.com, the Tampa news.
I'm actually looking... at the Gasparilla Bowl website. It's kind of nice to know that they use WordPress too, like we do. So maybe we're professional. All right, back on track.
Moving on up.
Yep, Matt.
I'm gonna take Tech. I think that they played Georgia pretty close, and they had some other games where they were, this season where they, especially switching up the new coach, new offense, and everything they've over the past few years. I think they have a good chance to win that game.
I do too. I like Tech in this one. Tech has impressed me. They held in some games that they shouldn't have, and I mean, coming from where they've been the last few years,
yeah,
I think they're turning the corner. I don't think that they're there, and I don't know if they can beat Georgia yet. I mean, it's not an important game, I guess, to Georgia, and so therefore they're anyways. I like Tech in this one. I think I'm going to go with him as well. All right, now Will. Now it is your favorite bowl, the one that you always talk about.
I guess I don't get to pick.
No, I'm sorry.
You were late. So
you gave the fun facts. That was your
that was it.
Thanks, guys.
You guessed for us.
So I wanted to pick UCF in this game, but something about Gus Malzahn in a bowl game, I just couldn't. I'm going to take Georgia Tech. I think Haynes King and Jamal Haynes, one of their running backs, I think they'll both have a big game. So I'm going with Haynes Square in the backfield. Give me Georgia Tech.
All right. Okay, now, Will. Now it is your favorite game.
Birmingham. Talking about that one?
Yep, the Birmingham Bowl. Really interesting matchup. You got Troy versus Duke. Troy won 11 games this year. Who knew? Duke didn't. But they still had a pretty good season. This one is at 12 noon in Birmingham. Guys, this is going to be a really interesting matchup. I'm not sure who I like. Jordo, who you got in this one?
No Riley Leonard, no Mike Elko. I'll take Troy.
Mm. Wilson?
Same. Neither team has a coach, but Troy's starting quarterback is still there. So give me the Trojans. Plus, I mean, it'll be basically a glorified home game for them. So give me Troy.
Matthew.
In Leonard transferring, it was Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Notre Dame's just picking ACC quarterbacks.
I was just about to say that.
I can run another one now.
Yeah. I'm gonna take Troy as well. I think, not having Leonard and coach going to A&M now. That's tough to overcome. So I'm gonna take Troy.
Yeah.
Hey, quick PSA, real quick. I want to make sure that all the Auburn fans that listen know that they're not in this bowl game this year. I know it's become a habit. It's been numerous years running now, but I want to make sure Auburn is not in the Birmingham Bowl. All right, go ahead, Drew.
Well, they are playing a Big Ten team, so, No, I think that this is a big deal for Troy, right? This is kind of their opportunity to shine on somewhat big of stage. They're playing a Power 5 opponent. They're, like Will said, probably 2 hours from home. This is a chance to show what they've got. It's been a really good season for them. I know they lost their coach to Tulane, but I think this is Troy's chance to prove something. I think the Trojans go out there and get it done. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people realize, but I think it's the Trojans get it done. Moving ahead to the Camellia Bowl. So real quick, Camellia Bowl takes place in Montgomery at 12 p.m. noon on the same day as the Birmingham Bowl, which takes
11 place o'clock Central time.
12 p. Okay, 11 o'clock Central for both of these games. I don't understand why they scheduled both of these games at the same time. You feel like they would pull from each other's audience. What do I know? Arkansas State and Northern Illinois and Crampton Bowl. Guys, who we got?
They scheduled these at the same time right after the Montgomery Riverboat thing happened. They're like, yeah, we can't. We can't.
Hey, it's called split screen.
Get you through TV, right, Matt?
Yeah, yeah.
But, hey, guys, before we pick this one, I just want to ask one question. We got Northern Illinois, Arkansas State. Does Northern Illinois have a champion of life on their sidelines? Because Arkansas State does. Give me the Fighting Butch Jones, boys.
That's enough said for me. I forgot about that. Give me the red wolves. Wait, they're both wolves. Oh no.
No, one is Husky.
They're the Husky.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah. And the Arkansas State used to be what? Like the there were some Indians or was it?
Yes, they were Indians. Yeah. And they changed.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Champions of Life as well. I'll take Arkansas State.
I don't actually remember who I picked, but Arkansas State is known as a place that grows coaches for other programs. Give me Northern Illinois. I feel like they've actually done something in their history. They've beaten some big programs through the years. Right? It's Northern Illinois I'm thinking of, right?
What did you say?
I said Northern Illinois has beaten some big programs through their history, and they have. They've had some good players come.
The biggest bowl game in their history, they played Florida State in the Orange Bowl and got stomped out. So we'll go with that.
Yeah. They gave the world Brandon Jacobs.
Fair enough.
All right. So Armed Forces Bowl, Fort Worth, Texas, Air Force and JMU. I didn't think JMU could get into a bowl.
Because there wasn't enough bowl eligible teams.
There you go. If there's not proof that there's an abundance of bowls.
So you can't go to a bowl, but wait a minute, we need a team for money.
You should have just been like, no, you couldn't go to a bowl.
You're banned from postseason play unless there's not enough bowl eligible. You still can't play for your conference title, but you can go to a bowl game.
That's hilarious.
Both them and JSU, that's what happened.
They really should have been like, no, you said we couldn't go to a bowl, so.
Well, their coach left, so.
Well.
Wow.
Yeah. Good for him, I guess. Where'd he go, Duke?
Indiana.
Wow. Why would you do that?
He was a Big Ten guy anyway. I want to say he was the play caller at Penn State a few years ago anyways.
Yes, you strike while the iron's hot. But, man, if I'm going to go to a Big Ten program.
I think he was at Alabama for a while.
Was he?
Pretty sure.
I didn't know that. All right, guys. Who do you have in the Armed Forces Bowl?
Give me Air Force. I'll be right back.
Oh, boy. Yep. That doesn't sound good.
Kid Diddy.
We're going to mute him.
Get in the bed, kid.
Get off the shed.
Guys? Oh,
Jordo.
Go ahead.
Or Matt. I don't care.
I'm not picking against America. What it looked like.
That's right.
Air Force. Well,
I thought you were going to say Founding Father.
Well, James Madison, I was about to say, is one of our – he was American president, so.
Don't do this.
I'm doing it. Give me the – what are the Monarchs?
Give me those guys.
Wait, what is their mascot again?
The Dukes.
Oh, it is the Dukes. Okay.
I kind of wish they'd gone to the Mayo Bowl now.
They're named after the Mayo.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I'll go James Madison.
James Madison, Dukes, Mayo.
Yeah, I'm going with
that. Sounds like a man. Kind
of James Madison, Mayo. Okay, continuing with the
moving on
the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, Georgia State and Utah State. I think they're just making stuff up now.
Because
Utah State is everybody's homecoming opponent or opening opponent, it seems like.
Give me the fighting Chucky Keaton's. Give me Utah State.
I don't even know who Chucky Keaton is.
It was their quarterback. He legitimately was like the dark horse Heisman guy, according to ESPN.
Oh, well.
He was very dark then.
So was Bo Nix. Jordo, you're a college football correspondent. Make some sense of this.
All right. I'm taking Utah State. So their quarterback is the guy who is leaving college football next year to go become a Navy SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get on board with that. I'll take Utah State.
Yeah,
I think I broke Drew.
Drew, yeah.
You didn't hear this? The story?
No. I saw it. Yeah.
Pretty cool. He knows that he's not gonna have a professional football career, so he's like, we gotta do something for my country.
Yeah, for sure. Jeez Louise. I'm going with Utah State then.
Well, I guess this will be the kiss of death for them because I will take the Aggies too. So, yeah, congratulations. Right.
When they get blown out. Yeah.
Congratulations, yeah. Panthers from Georgia State.
Yeah.
Drew is the equivalent of the game day picker who had like a concert the night before and knows nothing about it. Yeah, I'll just go with it.
I feel that. And earlier I thought when you were giving off stats about Wasamata U or whoever, East Buddha State, I'm like, Will is the guest picker that does his homework and is trying to look like he's not an idiot guest picker.
Correct.
Okay, we got a couple more minutes. We've got the Las Vegas Bowl, Northwestern in Utah.
You skipped the 68 Ventures Bowl.
Oh, how did I forget? Oh yeah, I don't know what 68 Ventures is, but the third of the Alabama in-state bowl games is that night. Eastern Michigan at South Alabama. South Alabama is basically playing a home game. That's who I'm going with. South Alabama.
You know, boys, when it's they have a saying, the Jaguars do, and it's fitting when it's cold outside this time of year, and you need a little something warm to put in your mouth. You know what they say down there? They say no. it's time to put some South in your mouth. Give me the Jags.
Isn't that a Jack's hamburger commercial?
Legitimately, South Alabama says it. So give me some South in the mouth. Give me the South Alabama Jags.
College football correspondent, please bring us back from that.
I feel like Lee Corso right now after Theo Vaughn spoke. I don't even know what he just said. Yeah, I'll take South Alabama though. Yeah, Jaguars.
All right, we need some disparity here, so I'm gonna take Eastern Michigan.
The Fighting Tim Allens.
Yeah,
the other team.
Yeah, give me the Eagles.
Oh,
not that, not those Eagles.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I do think it's kind of funny, and we'll go to break after this. But Will, I think your plan about the message pitch at every Alabama-based bowl game next year is a great idea. Start at Birmingham Bowl, leave midway through the second quarter, go to the Montgomery Bowl, and then head down that night.
Hit the Mobile Bowl on the way.
That would be kind of cool. We'll do it on the room. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll get back after it, call them some more bowl action. You're listening to The Message Pitch. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, how goes it, listeners? It's Matt from The Message Pitch, wanting to talk to you about the latest sports drink that's creating a buzz. We all know it's the new year. Everybody's getting back into shape and hitting the gym, breaking a sweat, trying to build good habits. Well, why don't you get yourself in the habit of drinking Dog Water, a refreshing new sports drink by Will Grantham. Dog Water, you got that dog in you?
Hey guys, Will from The Message Pitch here. If you're an esteemed sports podcast host and world traveler like myself, you always need to have tires you can depend on to get you where you're going. That's why we here at The Message Pitch use Maypop tires. Remember everybody, may pop, may not. Risk it.
Welcome back. We're working our way through the bowl season. When we left off, we were about to discuss the Las Vegas Bowl. We got Northwestern and Utah. Matt, you said Northwestern was kind of one of your stories of the year because they, you know, all the trouble that they had at the beginning of the year and they've been able to make it to a bowl. Who do you guys have? Utah's kind of a disappointment.
Yeah, I think...
go, Matt.
I think Utah... No, obviously not having Cam Rising, I think, was really what derailed their season. I mean, it wasn't a terrible season still. You know, they're still going to a bowl game, but definitely not. I picked them to win the Pac 12. So
yeah,
definitely didn't meet the standard that they were hoping. But I'm gonna take Utah. I think it's almost in their backyard, and I think they're also a very good bowl team. Yes. Whittingham doesn't lose a lot of bowl games, so I'm gonna take the Utes.
Will.
I'm going to be a little spicy with this one. Matt's already said that the usual starter's been out for the year. The guy who was the pig farmers hit the transfer portal. They just had the third-string quarterback commit to Vanderbilt. Some of their X-factors on offense are skipping the bowl game to get ready for the draft. Northwestern's playing with house money. They got nothing to lose. They weren't supposed to be here. I'm going to go with the Wildcats.
House money in Vegas. I like it.
Jordo.
Yeah, I'm taking Utah for the reason – Matt talked about with Whittingham and the stability that he brings to that program, even though they may have a lot of opt-outs and some position changes. I mean, this is actually one that I could see getting out of hand with the talent disparity.
Yeah, I think Northwestern's win is just getting to the bowl game. I don't think that they win it. I think Utah wins big and sets themselves up for a run next year. I'm going Utes. All right, so we'll do a quick pick. We've got the Hawaii Bowl, San Jose State versus Coastal Carolina. Guys, who you got?
Coastal.
I'll take San Jose State.
I'm going to take San Jose State as well.
I usually don't bet against the Fighting Roosters, but in this case, I think I'm going to go San Jose State. I think that time differential is going to get to Coastal Carolina. So give me San Jose State.
Coastal's already playing with a backup quarterback, but give them to me anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Quick lane bowl up in Detroit. We got Bowling Green versus a 5-7 Minnesota team. Jordan, I know how much you love losing records in bowl games. does he row the boat or whatever it is he says, or do we see Bowling Green get the upset?
I would pick Bowling Green because I'm not picking a 5-7 team. I don't even know anything about these two teams, but I'm not picking a 5-17.
Yeah, that's why we're quick picking, because I don't think anybody else does either.
Bowling Green's starting quarterback got ran out of Missouri. Give me PJ Fleck. Give me Minnesota.
My brother lives in Minnesota currently, so I'll take Minnesota.
So we're getting to that point in the pick. Yeah. Okay, fine. Bowling Green has a wide receiver that's posts some hilarious videos on, I guess it's Instagram or TikTok or whatever. Really funny. Give me Bowling Green. Okay, quick picking again. We've got yet another bowl taking place in Texas. This time it's the First Responder Bowl, Texas State versus Rice. It is an all-Texas matchup. Do we know if JT Daniel is going to opt out and transfer, or is he going pro? He's with Rice, right?
He's retired.
He retired. Football. He's done.
Getting into coaching.
Multiple concussions.
Oh man, that's terrible. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
So fourth and goal here.
So I don't know if Rice has ever won a bowl game. At least not since color TV was invented. I'm gonna pick him just for the fun of it.
Well, since Drew picked Rice, give me Texas State.
I don't bet on food, so I'm gonna take Texas State.
Auburn legend TJ Finley gonna lead Texas State to the win.
My oldest sister went to Texas State, so also I'll say this: GJ Ken is the coach for them, and he was an arena football quarterback as well as he had a stint with the Eagles as well. He would play a lot.
Tulsa legend, right?
What's that? Tulsa, yeah. They got him out of Tulsa. And he was an athletic quarterback. He was a dual threat type quarterback. Fun to watch. So I'm going to take Texas State.
I like it. If Texas State was Armadillos and Ed Straight Arrow Gennaro was coaching, I might go with him. But give me Rice just for the sake of disparity. All right, Guaranteed Rate Bowl, Kansas versus what I think is a very interesting UNLV team in Phoenix. Takes place on December 26th. Who you guys got?
You can't bet against Lance Leipold. Give me Kansas. Although UNLV with the go-go offense is really cool, but give me Kansas.
Jordo, who you got?
I think the quarterback there, Jason Bean, caps off a pretty good Kansas career. I'll take Kansas.
Matthew?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure in our pick, I picked Kansas, but I was tempted to take UNLV. But I'm going to go Kansas.
I think I was tempted to take Kansas, but went UNLV because they have a fun offense. I'll pick them for the heck of it. Okay, now we get into some kind of interesting games. We got the Military Bowl in Annapolis. You've got Tulane Green Wave coming off kind of a disappointing end of their season, losing in their AAC championship game versus Virginia Tech. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I had no clue Virginia Tech was even bowl eligible. You know what? You dance with who you brung or who brung you. Give me the Green Wave, but it would not surprise me if Virginia Tech gets this one.
Yeah, I think I'll take Virginia Tech in this one. I think Tulane's in a little bit of a letdown spot, and I know it's a year ago, but you're talking about a New Year's Six Bowl versus the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium Bowl. Is that right? No, it's just the military. Oh, never mind. I'm reading where the game is at. This is the Military Bowl. Okay. Oh,
still not the Cotton Bowl though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So no, yeah, no Willie Fritz, and just kind of, I just think it's going to be a letdown spot. So I like Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Give me Virginia Tech because Michael Pratt for Tulane, the quarterback, said he's not playing. He's going to get ready for the NFL draft. And Kai Horton, the backup, is in the transfer portal. Best name in the college football, Fats Watts for Tulane, best receiver in the transfer portal. Brazel, best receiver in the transfer portal. No head coach. I'll take Virginia.
Tech.
Yeah, I think that's just that's a lot going on. Plus, yeah, being let down after a successful season last year. Yeah, I'll take Virginia Tech as well.
Friggin' Ole Miss, man. Friggin' Ole Miss and their fake heat injuries. Yeah, which I watch Pratt. He's probably going to go late round, but whoever gets him is going to get a good quarterback.
I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't go to the draft and transfers instead.
Well, Duke's Mayo Bowl, the most disgusting tradition in college football, where you get a huge vat of Duke's Mayo, which is delicious at times, dumped all over you. North Carolina is playing in Charlotte, so they're basically getting a neutral site home game versus West Virginia. Kind of a letdown season for North Carolina. Quick pick. Will, who do you got?
No Drake May. Give me West Virginia.
Matthew.
I'm going to go with Mac Brown. I'll go to the Tar Heels.
Jordo.
I'm a Miracle Whip guy, so no pick here. I'm protesting.
I'm going to go with Mac Brown in North Carolina against my better judgment. Moving to a bowl game that's actually been around for a long time. The Holiday Bowl, first ranked team appears. Number 15, Louisville versus USC. You know, a lot was made about Louisville and their performance this year. They still ended the year 15th ranked. Give me Louisville. I don't think USC's got a whole lot to play for, which means they'll come out and beat Louisville by 28. But give me the Cardinals. Will?
That anemic Louisville offense will run for 700 yards and 45 points against this USC defense. Give me Louisville.
Matt.
Caleb Williams is sitting out, right? I'm
correct. Certain. And the other half of their team is in the transfer portal.
Yeah, they don't have a chance.
You know what? Let's still say USC. I just – that quarterback play against Florida State was just atrocious. I don't know if I can go with that, even with the unknown with USC. So I'll take USC.
Literally took the words out of my mouth. I can't get that image out of my head. That last game that they played against Florida State was atrocious. And maybe Florida State's defense is that good, but no, I'm going to take the Trojans.
That's fair. All right, moving on to the Texas Bowl. Number 20, Oklahoma State. How they're still ranked, I don't know. Versus Texas A&M. How they made a bowl game, I don't know. I don't think anybody wins, actually. I think America loses in this game. Guys, what about you?
Ollie Gordon, I think, for Oklahoma State, their entire offense is in the transfer portal. I'll still take Oklahoma State because Texas A&M's entire team is in the transfer portal. Side note, I love how Oklahoma State, one of their quarterbacks, hit the transfer portal, and it's the head coach's son. So I don't know what that tells you, but I'll take Oklahoma State, and I'm not very confident.
Matthew.
I'm going to take the Aggies. While disappointing season again, and they are losing all their highly set touted recruits, seems like there is some optimism with Duke's head coach coming, and they want this game because they want to be ready for Texas next year. They want to they're going to want to make sure that they're winning with Texas in the playoffs. They're not going to want to lose this game.
That's fair. Jordo.
I'll take that 40-year-old man, Mike Gundy. I think he's the only stable piece in this bowl game. Everybody else is new.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to play?
I mean, he's 40, but he probably has some eligibility left.
Sure. He's got to
be. Going to feel old. Him being 40 was 2007.
Yeah, don't say that.
I don't want to talk about it.
Nope.
Okay.
Man, we were in college for that. Well,
Yeah. We were freshmen in college for that.
Fifth grade.
About 15, 20 pounds ago.
What did he just say? Did you say you were in fifth grade?
Yes.
I was in fifth grade, yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, Jordan, you're now the new host. We're going to kick Will out. And
yeah, okay. See you, pal.
No. Okay, let's do some quick picks, get through a couple of these. Fenway Bowl at number 24, SMU versus Boston College. Jordan, who you got?
SMU.
Matt.
Boston College.
Will.
Pony Express.
That's what I was going to say. Give me Pony Express. The next one is the other baseball stadium bowl, the Pinstripe Bowl, Rutgers in Miami, Florida. The U. Jordo, who you got?
Rutgers.
Matt.
Yeah, Rutgers playing in their backyard.
Wilson.
Give me the U.
You all day. Okay. The Pop-Tarts Bowl, which apparently used to be the Citrus Bowl, Outback Bowl.
First live match.
Yeah. That's wrong. It's not the Citrus Bowl. I don't know which one.
It used to be the Cheez-It Bowl.
Which was what before that?
I don't know.
The Belk Bowl.
No, that's the Mayo Bowl.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. These stupid names.
All these are gone.
Yeah. You just call it the sponsored whatever bowl so we know what it is. Pop-Tarts Bowl, NC State, Kansas State, number 18, Wolfpack versus number 25, K-State. Give me the Wolfpack, number 18. Wilson, who do you have?
Sorry, I was researching what it used to be. Yeah, give me the Wolfpack. Give me NC State.
Matt, Kansas where did it, that, where is the game? Where is the game?
Orlando.
Orlando.
Camping World
Bowl? Yeah, that was at the camping. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Let's go with – man, I don't know. Give me K-State.
Jordo.
K-State has no quarterback, by the way, guys.
Yeah, no Will Howard. I'll take the Wolfpack in a close one. That might be probably the best game of the day.
I don't know about that. I think the next one is going to be the best game of the day. It's going to be right in Matt's backyard. Okay. Number 12, Oklahoma versus number 14, Arizona. I think everybody's heart wants to go with the underdog story in Arizona. That's who I'm going to pick. They're probably going to lose, but give me Arizona. Matt, are you going to go to that game?
I'll be honest. I'm not as intrigued with that matchup. Oklahoma's quarterback's transferring. I think Arizona is going to want to show out in that game. I'm going to take Arizona. I was kind of hoping, though, that, Oklahoma's quarterback would play.
That's fair. Jordo.
I will take Arizona.
Wilson.
First off, the Pop Tarts Bowl used to be the Cheez It Bowl, which used to be the Kellogg Bowl, which was Camping World Russia Camps Bowl for years. Clean sweep. Let's go Arizona. Dylan Gabriel's not playing for Oklahoma, and their entire offensive line is transferred just about. So give me Arizona. They're going, as they're coming into the Big 12, they're kicking out the going to the SEC Big 12. So give me Arizona.
All right, now we're going to start to get some of the more traditional bowls. We got number 22 Clemson versus Kentucky, Jacksonville, Florida in the Gator Bowl, one of the longstanding bowls. Do we believe in Dabo, guys? Will?
This game goes right into Clemson's wheelhouse. Give me Clemson.
Matt?
Yeah, I think Clemson started playing well at the end of the year. I'm going to take Clemson.
Correspondent?
Yeah, Tigers.
Yeah, I think so, too. As much as I'd like to see Kentucky win this one, I think Clemson's – this is going to be theirs. Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. So Kellogg's is all over these bowl games. Number 16, Notre Dame versus number 19, Oregon State. Notre Dame is 16th? Seriously?
Yeah, they'll win this one and bump up to 5.
Oh, man. I think it's just – I'm just, like, rolling through here. Reading, and I just think it's like sad that there's so few quarterbacks that mm-hmm. played in the regular season for these teams. No one has their starter. It's insane. Can we move the transfer portal till after the postseason?
Yeah, because
can that not be done easily? Like, I don't understand why this is a thing. They Let's don't move signing hurt. Day back to work. I don't get it.
I don't either. Get it.
Till next year when the first day of early signing day is on the exact same day as the 12-team bowl, the first four games of the 12-team playoff format. They'll change everything around.
Go, Matt.
Are the quarterbacks sitting out this game?
DJU is transferring. Hartman is getting ready for the draft.
So both of them sit. That's right. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take Notre Dame. They at least have their coach.
Yeah. Oregon State has no coach, and their top two quarterbacks have transferred, and their star running back, I think, got busted for something and isn't playing. Give me Notre Dame, and it's not close.
Jordo, who are you taking?
I picked Notre Dame before I went out on my tangent there. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, sorry.
I'm with you. I'm going to go Notre Dame, too. Oh, my gosh. Then we go to the Liberty Bowl, and guess who's playing there? Memphis is playing in their home stadium against Iowa State. I don't know, guys. Will Memphis versus Iowa State in the Liberty Bowl? Memphis is playing a home game.
Give me Memphis.
Cool against that, too.
Give me Memphis.
All right. Matt, who do you have?
Yeah, I wonder if that has to do with just trying to generate as much revenue as they can so they have, you know, a home team. I mean, it's more buzz. I'm gonna take Memphis as well.
I'm leaning Iowa State, but I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to bet against that home team. Jordo, who do you have?
Yeah, I'm taking Iowa State. Are you excited to play in your home stadium, or are you upset because you're not getting to go somewhere if you're a college football player?
Well, if you're a quarterback, you ain't playing, period. So what does it matter?
That's a good point. You transferred. You're playing for Missouri. So
can you transfer to the other team midway through the game?
There's no rules. It's that little CC's commercial. There's no rules. They're like, put your shirt back on. There's one rule. That's how it goes. I can go wherever I want. No, you can't. You can only transfer twice. There's one rule.
I'll take Iowa State too. Man, Cotton Bowl. Okay, now we're getting to some big games here. Cotton Bowl is number 7 Ohio State versus number 9 Missouri. One team that is super pumped to be this high up in the standings this late in the year, and one team that is bitterly depressed that they lost the one game on their calendar that mattered and are out. Who do you have, Ohio State or Missouri? Will?
Ohio State's basically entire offense is gone. Give me Missouri. Like you said, I mean, Missouri's amped up. They want to win this one. Luther Burden, Cody Schrader. Ohio State can't stop the run. Cody Schrader's going to run all over them. Give me Missouri.
Man.
Yeah,
I think I take Missouri too. Go, Matt.
Yeah, I think we were joking about it, but Cody Schrader is actually a really good running back.
He really is.
I think he does have NFL potential. Yep. And I think there's a lot of truth to Missouri wanting to be there and Ohio State less enthused. I think there really is something to that. I'm gonna take Missouri.
Yeah, I'll be pulling hard for Missouri in this one. I like the coach. There's nothing to not like about the program that he's building there and what he's done with them. So, I'll take Missouri.
He's finally starting to give them credibility, which they did not have for a number of years, especially in the early SEC era.
His jab at Michigan too was really funny.
I missed that.
Oh, that was great.
He was on the bowl panel when they were talking to him. He said, hey guys, real quick, I got a phone call. It's Connor Stallions giving me some info on Ohio State.
This was during an interview with Reese Davis on ESPN.
That's my kind of coach.
It's hilarious. Would they be in the playoff this year? I see they're number 9. Would they be in, like, if it was a 12
they
team?
Would. If it's 1 through 11 would be in, and then Liberty would come in at the 12th seed.
That's wild, huh?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One year too early.
Yep, man. Pretty much Missouri's way, huh? All right. No, December 30th, the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, Georgia. Number 10 Penn State versus number 11 Ole Miss. You have one team that can't seem to win the big game with Penn State. You got one team that is Ole Miss. Which, you know, we talked about the USF game earlier, but all Ole Miss had to do, all they had to do, was beat Alabama, and Alabama season's over, and Ole Miss finally goes to Atlanta for the first time ever for the SEC championship, and they couldn't freaking do it. I don't know who I like in this. I'm going to go with Ole Miss just because Kiffin's fun, and I don't think Franklin can really win a big game outside of being at Vandy. But I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say.
I believe Chop Robinson's already sitting out for Penn State. Ole Miss, that offense was humming. They haven't announced anybody sitting out. Give me Ole Miss and Kiffin.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if – I know Manny Diaz, the defensive coordinator, is leaving. I'm not sure if he's coaching this game. But that's the strong suit of Penn State. They struggle to score. So I think Ole Miss wins this game.
Jordo, Ole Miss has got to play Jackson Dart at quarterback. Is that going to help them or hurt them?
That's what I was just fixing to ask. Is he playing? There's no opt-outs at Ole Miss yet?
Yeah, he's already coming back for the next year.
I was saying, who else wants him?
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take Ole Miss, and they're going to catapult themselves right into the playoff next year.
Yep. That portal class looks nice for Ole Miss.
I'm telling you, man. So if they'd have had the 12-team playoff the last 2 years, Ole Miss would have been in.
Yeah, actually, this game – would have been, I think this would have been like the matchup for the thing too.
Nice.
So
interesting.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting. Ole Miss, to me, Judkins is one of the most underrated players in college football. And he stayed
so banged up this year. When he was healthy, you're right. He's a stud. I really wish Alabama would have got him. But
yeah,
he just stayed dinged up this year.
Yep.
Hey, Jordan, refresh my memory. Wasn't there a school like 30 minutes down the road from where Judkins went to high school that was supposed to get him and the coach just didn't recruit?
I don't think AUM looked at him.
No. Football. Wasn't him.
Faulkner? Faulkner didn't look at him either.
Apparently Harsin didn't either.
No, Harsin didn't do anything. That's kind of why he's no longer.
Not true.
he did something.
So, fourth and long here. Speaking of which, the Music City Bowl, which has Auburn versus a Tagovailoa-less Maryland Terps. Maryland, you know, when they played Michigan earlier this year, they played them pretty tough. Auburn scraped by, and you know, they managed to get their way into a bowl game. Being as objective as you two possibly can. Will, who do you have in this game?
I had Maryland when I thought Talia was playing, but I'll take Auburn. I think they'll be able to run the ball. As long as they don't have to throw the ball, I think they'll be okay.
Well, good news is they don't throw the ball. So
Matt, who do you have?
Is Talia, is he trying, is he getting ready for the NFL or?
Yeah, man, he's an NFL quarterback. Yeah,
he's getting ready to get drafted in the seventh round by the Dolphins.
Yeah. I think Auburn wins this. Yeah, not having Talia, I think that's the only chance that they really would have had. So fellow THS alumni, good luck to Talia though. So
yeah.
Is he a senior?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say he's been playing a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Jordo.
Yeah, I'm taking Auburn. When I heard that Talia was sitting out to get ready for the combine, that just blew my mind. I mean, I don't have anything against the guy, and I love his brother. He's probably my favorite Alabama player of all time. But whatever happened to finishing your career with the school? I mean, he didn't commit to them to begin with, but he transferred there though, right? And he's played 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, not bagging on the kid, but I mean,
what
did he ever really do anything in Maryland to make you think? You know what?
Yeah, he finishes in like top five in the Big Ten passing yards, and
they've put up some points. Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, like, I don't think he's naturally as good as his brother. You know, I mean, he shouldn't
be sitting out of the Music City Bowl.
I agree.
I agree with that.
I agree with that too.
So, you know, that's got to suck for Tankersley too. I mean, you know, you've got this kid that you've taken in and you've given the reins to your program to, and
Loxley.
Right.
What did I say?
Tankersley.
I'm sorry, Loxley. But anyways, I'm going to go with Auburn as well. I think Talia being out is going to be a hindrance, but we'll see. We'll see what Auburn has. Okay. We've got about another minute. And then I went ahead and sent you guys another invite. We'll just finish the.
Hey, can we do a quick pick for the Barstool Bowl? And then when we come back, we'll talk about the Florida State Georgia game.
What is the Barstool Bowl? I don't even see it listed.
Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl, Wyoming versus Toledo. Oh,
that would explain why NCAA doesn't have it listed. Yeah, give me the bar. Who do you have, Will?
I had Wyoming because Daquan Finn transferred to Baylor, but I like Toledo better as a team, so I'm gonna take Toledo.
Matt Chance.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. Good Jordan. Good Jordan. Good Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna pick my Wyoming.
Yeah, fighting Josh Allen.
Another reason why I can't pick Wyoming.
Jordan, who did you have?
I said that for
Wyoming.
Did you have something else to say though?
Nope, nothing.
If it's the fighting Josh Allen, somebody will glance into the quarterback and he'll go cry for 55 and 250 for 4 minutes.
I don't know, man. That may be true, but he's a gamer, and I think they're probably going to win the East. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Hey, Jordan, you're a Cowboys fan. How many passing yards did Josh Allen have on Sunday?
It wasn't many because they didn't have to.
Exactly. He's an MVP, but his team can win when he throws for 94 yards and doesn't throw a touchdown.
Oh, I'm wrong, guys. We actually have 10 more minutes. We may be able to knock this out. I was going to pick Toledo because Matt Chance picked Toledo to win the conference earlier this year, and if Matt believes in them, that's good enough for me. Give me the Rockets.
So we actually have more time?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Can I get on my soapbox real quick about this Orange Bowl?
You have – you know what? You've got 1 minute.
It won't take long. Cool. So Orange Bowl, Florida State versus Georgia. If you're playing for Florida State and you're so mad you didn't get a chance to play for the college football playoff, which you should be, would you opt out of the game? You could go out there, beat Georgia, and prove the point. You should have been in. You 14-0, beat the number 5 team, the team that was number 1, the team that Alabama beat to get in over you, and you're going to decide to sit out or transfer. Georgia's going to win going away, convincing, even if Bowers and all them sit out.
I'm impressed. You did it in 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Yeah, to echo kind of what Will was saying, they had the opportunity to do what Alabama did last year. And basically, you know, how Bryce and Will Anderson and all those guys, I mean, even though they had a case to get in, but they shouldn't have got in. I'm not going to be that Alabama fan. But they did go out there and demolish Kansas State and kind of stick it to them and maybe put an afterthought in the committee and the country's head of, okay, that may have been one of the four best teams. So yeah, all the opting out, it doesn't sit well with me in general, and especially not them, not the gripe, and then to opt out.
Do you see though? I mean, do you see them as using the opt out as like a mini protest? Like, all right, fine. If you're not going to give us a shot, then we're not going to play.
I mean, maybe that's still a cop out. Even if it is that,
Yeah.
you're a player. You play.
It is a different era, that is for sure.
Yeah, I think as a competitor, you would like to see them, like, you're like, you know what? Let's show what we can do. But yeah, I got Georgia. Yeah, disappointing to see. I get it. It's deflating that how they finished their season undefeated, but they really weren't viewed as a top team.
Yeah.
I get that, but yeah, disappointing. Could have sent a message.
Their whole argument was their run game and their defense could keep them into most games, which they could, but the running back has already opted out to transfer, and verse the best defensive player is not playing to get ready for the draft. So
Here's what, and so everybody's opting out. Everybody's entering the portal. Where the freak is everybody going to go?
they're just swapping teams, bro.
Musical, yeah. Musical
It's
chairs,
just,
man.
are they like getting into the portal and like talking like, hey, we're all going to go to like Wake Forest or something? Like, what are you doing? This isn't like when the NBA where you can like call your buddy up and be like, hey, let's go join the Warriors or the Pistons or like, where are they
I
going to go?
think there is so much tampering going on right now. It's not even funny.
Yes.
All these kids who enter the portal, and I put that in quotation marks, and then the next day they've signed with another team. It's like, oh, okay, you just entered the portal, and in a matter of 24 hours, you decided I'm going to Minnesota from Utah. It's like, what? What? I mean, it's just.
It's like the Texas A&M kid who it was rumored a month ago was going to go to Alabama when he transferred, and now is in the transfer portal, so he'll probably end up going out, like.
That's like the kids showing up after signing somewhere with a brand new car back in the day. Like, wait a minute. That happens.
Right.
All right. So we all think Georgia's, I'm assuming we all think Georgia's going to kill Florida State. Okay. Now we're getting into the big stuff, the ReliaQuest Bowl, which I think that was the Tangerine Bowl at one point in time. I don't know. Number 13, LSU versus Wisconsin. I'm sure LSU has half their team opting out. They've got the Heisman Trophy winner, but I don't know if he's playing. I don't know anything about Wisconsin. Jordo, give me a reason to pick LSU. They just seem kind of very underwhelming to be the 13th best team in the country.
I think if Daniels plays, I think they are probably pretty heavily favored.
Will
If he
shaking his
doesn't,
head that he's not.
he's not going to play, or they're not favored. He's eating. We'll
He's
never
opting
know.
out. Why?
I
Why
don't.
would you?
He's got a
I
chance
don't.
to be the number one or a top
I'll
three pick.
be honest. I have a hard time picking these games when I don't know what anybody looks like with the quarterback that's
Right.
playing for the team. I love getting on here and doing this with you guys, but it's kind of like we're just guessing at what the backup quarterback is going to look like that we've never seen.
I mean, boy, this
But
time of.
LSU has weapons. I'll just go with the probably deeper, more talented team. I'll take LSU.
Matt, you're a huge fan of Brian Kelly and his accent. Do you think his coaching alone is enough to take the Tigers past Wisconsin?
Well, Wisconsin's got a good coach too, but Brian Kelly is a good coach. I think he's better suited for this game. So I'll take LSU.
Will, you done snacking?
Never. Last year I pointed out in a Purdue Wisconsin game there should have been a pass interference call, and a Wisconsin fan wanted to come for me since I'm the world's biggest Purdue fan. I think LSU just matches up better even without Daniels. I'm gonna take LSU.
Interesting. I think I'll go for LSU for the reasons that Jordo mentioned. But again, it's just so hard to pick these games when you don't know who the heck is playing, and that's kind of annoying. Citrus Bowl's got a an interesting matchup.
Number 17 Iowa versus number 21 Tennessee. I think this game, if it just depends on which Joe Milton shows up. If it's the Joe Milton that, you know, can hit receivers in stride and throw the ball all over the place, Tennessee's got a real shot, but they struggle. Iowa's defense is really good. I mean, if Tennessee's offense struggles, we could be looking at a 10-3 ball game for a bowl game. So
I think with the way Tennessee's offense is built, they go so fast, sometimes to their detriment when they go too fast and they don't score. But I think the four of us could line up there, just the four of us, and still hold Iowa to like 9 points. So I like Tennessee in this one.
Jordo, what you think about it?
Let's rename this one to the Declaw Your Cat Bowl, because I think you're going to want to cut your fingernails down before you watch this game, or you're going to claw your own eyeballs out. I'll take Tennessee.
Oh, man.
That's why he's the correspondent. Yeah.
Hard-hitting analyst.
Yep. Yep. Tennessee. I think in bowl games, you have to be able to score. That's my Booger McFarland comment of the day. So
earwax Waldrop.
Earwax Waldrop.
You guys know Steve Spurrier was giggling when they announced Tennessee was going to the Citrus Bowl, right?
Can't spell citrus without UT. I got Tennessee too. Will, who do you have?
I said at the top, I think Tennessee. I think the four of us could stop Iowa's offense, just the four of us. So I got Tennessee.
All right, and then the last bowl before the big bowls, number 8, Oregon versus number 23, Liberty in the Fiesta Bowl. Guys, wasn't it about 15, 16 years ago when Boise State knocked off Oklahoma? Uh-huh. Do we see something like that happening again?
No.
Jordo, he's off mute. Go ahead.
Liberty Bowl or Fiesta Bowl said, give me Liberty or give me death. And Oregon said, all right, gotcha. Oregon big. Dan Lanning is not Bob Stoops, and Oregon is not Oklahoma.
But they have Bo Nix. Bo Nix. They have Bo Nix. Which one, you know, who's going to show up? Matt, does Liberty have any chance at all in this game?
If they were Washington, yes, but Oregon is undefeated against teams not named Washington, so I'm gonna take Oregon.
Another Booger McFarland classic right there.
What was it you said last week? Florida A&M is undefeated when they score more points.
Yeah, when they end the game with more points than the opposing team. That's the best I could come up with.
Jordo, is this
yeah.
Go ahead.
This won't be close, I don't think. So, yeah, Lanning's already proven that he can beat up on inferior teams, such as he and Oregon did to Colorado earlier this year. So, Dion, close your eyes. It happens again.
It's going to be big. It's going to be big. So, I think all of us are taking the Ducks. I don't think Liberty has a chance. Okay. We're going to talk about the big ones, the two playoff semifinals and then the national championship. And we're going to open up with what to me should always be the national championship game, the Rose Bowl. You have number 1 Michigan at number 4 Alabama. A lot has been made about Michigan and their rise to number 1, the Connor Stallion scandal. We reported on our site that they were going to be joining Major League Baseball, which quote unquote had nothing to do with the sign stealing scandal and the way MLB handled the Astros. But in all seriousness, Michigan has faced some controversy this year and come out on top. We know about Alabama. They start off incredibly slow. They have had a steady march towards this. I think everybody with eyes saw this coming. At least I did. I figured they would win the national title. I think Alabama just absolutely blows Michigan out of the water. I don't even think it's going to be close. I mean, I'd love to see Harbaugh get a title and then peace out to the NCAA, but I don't think they have it. I don't, and I think Alabama wins this game. Fortunately for Alabama fans, unfortunately for Michigan.
Two questions for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
First off, if the Rose Bowl wasn't a playoff game this year, would we see the first ever 4-8 team playing in the Rose Bowl with Colorado? Secondly, if Alabama beats Michigan, do we think Harbaugh even leaves California, or does he march right to the Chargers office and take that job?
Those are good questions. Colorado, it would have been USC. They.
No, I was making a joke about how everybody loved Colorado this year.
That's fair. Matt, can you answer? You're a pro football guy. Can you answer the second question there?
If he'll take the Chargers job?
Yeah.
Chargers want Harbaugh, apparently.
Is that just a rumor, or is that like – is there smoke behind that?
Yeah, I don't – well, so Michigan was offered him a contract extension contingent upon him not taking an NFL – like interviewing for NFL jobs, and I don't think he signed it yet.
Okay.
And
I think – yeah, go ahead.
Big thing for the Chargers is they wanted Harbaugh for a while, or Belichick. And if you have Justin Herbert, why would you want to ruin him any further by bringing Big Bill into town? So,
yeah, I think it makes some sense. The Chargers seems like it might be a good fit for him, but at the same time, also he kind of brings in a circus, so. And the Chargers right now, maybe that's good for them because they're kind of playing second fiddle to the Rams in L.A. Maybe that creates more buzz for them. So, yeah, I could see it. But
I think it would
probably benefit. I mean, he can't be worse than what Staley was. I know everyone hates on him, but there is a good reason everybody hates on him.
Terrible.
He was not a good coach.
No.
So. Terrible.
And he thought he was, and that was part of the problem.
That's a good situation for Harbaugh. It's just, will it be a good situation for the Chargers?
All right. If Chargers are smart, they just give a blank check to Ben Johnson from Detroit, and then the Bears do the same for Harbaugh. But, Drew, I don't think that J.J. McCarthy, I don't think he's played a defense like this Alabama defense. One of Michigan's best linemen is out for the year with an ACL, and I think it's going to be really hard for those Michigan receivers to get separations from probably the best cornerback duo in the country, and Terrion Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry. Michigan likes to run the ball. You can't really run the ball well against Alabama. Just ask Georgia. I think Alabama wins this one by at least double digits, or I guess by double digits.
Is Kool-Aid still fielding punts, or is he done with that?
No, the Caleb Downs, the probably best freshman player, as Jordo said last week, Brett, the most important player on that team. He's now returning punts. I don't think if you look at Michigan and McCarthy's numbers after the whole Connor Stallion thing, I think he's thrown one touchdown in the last four games or something. You got to be able to throw the ball to beat Alabama. I don't think Michigan can. Sorry, Taylor Lewan. I think Alabama wins by at least 10.
Matt, does Michigan have a chance?
I'm not going to say they don't. I think definitely you have to be able to pass, and that's McCarthy's. Who's had a decent season, but is not a quarterback that's going to air raid it. I mean, I'm taking Alabama. I'm not necessarily saying it's going to be a blowout. Michigan can play some defense too. I think Jalen Milroe's improved significantly this year. But he stalled in that Auburn game, and I think Michigan has a comparable defense too with Auburn. So I wouldn't necessarily say this is going to be a blowout.
All right, correspondent, this is why we pay you the big bucks.
All right, so I'm kind of torn on a few things. I feel good going into the game, but there's one thing that gives me pause, and it's something that I know you guys don't really look at or focus on very much. But so the spread on this game when it came out was Michigan was a surprising favorite, right? And it was like it's bounced around anywhere from like 3 to 2. Now it's something like 1.5 to 2. So for Michigan, Michigan's favored this game still.
Really?
Yes. An astounding close to 80%. Of the money is on Alabama, and Vegas has not moved the line the other direction yet. Typically when that happens, they have a very good feeling about the way the game will play out. So that makes me a little nervous. Just because of what I know historically, when something like that happens, what you get is you get a lot of love from the public, and you got your sharps who are betting the other side. So just breaking down the game, I don't really see an advantage for Michigan other than the fact that I think they will have some success running the ball. You look at what Auburn did against Alabama, which was before the Georgia game, but it's a similar kind of offense there. That gives me a little bit of pause because they're not going to try to go up and down the field against Alabama because Alabama, they know they – yeah, exactly. Shorten the game has to be part of their strategy. And
yep.
I'm still taking Nick Saban with this long to prepare and all those guys to get healthy. They've got the horses. So I'm still riding with the tide, but I'm watching.
Does Michigan run the similar? Because Auburn had a lot of success with the sweeps and the motions. I thought Michigan was more of the traditional I formation.
Well, can't McCarthy run though?
He can.
Yeah, that's what
he can. But for some reason, it's like when Jimbo took over with Kellen Mond. I don't know if they do any design runs as much as they should. So
yeah.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah, that is an interesting point about the Vegas line. I did not realize Michigan was listed as the favorite, but I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Saban opts into the transfer portal, or you know, something crazy happens. But
he already has. He hired Michigan's linebackers coach, who's currently on staff with Alabama right now.
You know, that's why, honestly, everybody is going, or the odds makers are favoring Michigan. Saban kicked in a door in Vegas and was like, look, we need some more billboard material. You know, but no, I agree. I think Alabama will win big. I think Michigan is bound to, just like I said about Georgia, they're bound to lay an egg at some point. And knowing Michigan under Harbaugh, this is the perfect time to do it. Other game, probably the more interesting game in my opinion, is number 2 Washington, number 3 Texas. I know exactly what ESPN is hoping and praying for, and that's that Texas blows Washington out. I think they are hoping and praying that they get to be able to cover the rematch of Texas and Alabama, and I think that they're hoping for Texas to make the national championship game with them taking over the SEC contract and Texas coming in, because it's more storylines, it's more advertising space to sell. Hate to be a cynic, but that's how it works. I think that I love Washington. I think that they're really a really good team. Penix, to me, should have won the Heisman. I don't know if what they've got is going to be enough. I think Texas feels like it's their year, and they want a piece of that title too. My heart says Washington, but I think my brain's going to go Texas, and I think Texas takes them down. Matt.
Yeah, you think I've learned my lesson. I've picked against Washington a couple times this year, and they seem to always win. They, you know, they've looked lackluster in a lot of their games, but they finish them. Yeah. So I'll probably regret picking against them again, but I think Texas is a better team overall. I think this is going to be a really fun game to watch. I think it's going to be some offense on both sides. So yeah, I think the rematch is happening. I think I'm going Alabama and Texas.
I think the remix is. I mean, the rematch is. It's what's coming. Will, what about you?
I think if you look back all the way to 09, when you give Saban a chance to play up that revenge factor and that extra motivation, I think it goes a long way. For and I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit.
I was going to say, you know, he's not actually involved with this game. Right?
Kind of has nothing to do. Typical Gump right there making it about Alabama.
Yeah. I don't care about Washington or Texas, Paul.
Anyway, Alabama.
Back to Alabama.
It don't matter. It could be Canada for all I care.
I don't Alabama by 2 No, I got ahead of myself there. I think I like Washington. They're actually really balanced on offense, but I don't think there's – this is the craziest playoff to me because you got 1 and 2 who are both undefeated conference champions, but I don't think there's two hotter teams in the country right now than the 3rd-ranked team being Texas and the 4th-ranked team being Alabama. I wouldn't be stunned if Washington won. I don't think Pennix should have won the Heisman. I think they got that right. But I think Texas wins this one, and we do get that rematch. Especially, I think, you know, the fact that this is in the Sugar Bowl, which is an 8-hour drive for Texas fans and a whatever 12-hour flight for Washington fans. Texas has already sold it out. I think it's going to be a home game for Texas. I like Texas.
There are no 12-hour flights in this continent.
I was being facetious.
I know.
Say, I'm flowing Atlanta. He's being facetious.
Yeah.
Atlanta to LA is only four.
Well, Matt, if you take your flight, you take it back to Saban in 09, okay? What it really means.
Take it at the beginning of Will's rant and go to the end. It's a 12-hour flight. All right, correspondent. We're going to cash that Maypop check and send it to you.
Yeah, man. I've been thinking about this game, and I just cannot. I'm going to pick Washington, and I'm not picking Washington just to save the invisible graphic that's underneath here. I'm picking Washington, but I'm picking Washington because they just keep doing it. And sometimes when you have a team like that, I think that the perception was just so far off of what they were to start the year that. We as a fan base and Vegas, you know, experts, they were just, you're just wrong. Sometimes you're just wrong. Mm-hmm. And what that guy has done as the coach and Penix, what he's been able to do with those receivers, they've got a lot of talent. I think they can go toe-to-toe with him. I'll just go ahead and take him to win at the end maybe.
Whoa. Okay, so for those of you counting at home, go ahead. Oh, I thought you were about to say something, Jordo.
That wasn't me.
I said I like it. That's all I saw.
For those of you counting at home, Matt has Texas and Alabama. Will has Texas and Alabama. I have Texas and Alabama. Jordo has Alabama and Washington. So I'm going to let each of you give me your scenario of what happens in your projected national championship game, starting with Will.
Well, take it back all the way to 2009. The one thing Saban does better than anybody other than playing up the underdog role is revenge games. Mm-hmm. I mean, that I was at that Alabama-Florida game in 2008. As soon as that game ended, the entire focus was on getting back to beating Florida the next year, which I think is what they're going to want to do this year. I think they want that Texas game back. Sarkisian's probably the best offensive play caller in America and designing plays, but it's not the same Alabama defense and Alabama team you saw in week 2. I think Miller is more confident. I think I said it earlier, Alabama might have the best defensive back duo in America, and Arnold and McKinstry. Would not be surprised if Arnold's the number one cornerback taken in the draft. Plus, Caleb Downs is not the same kid he was playing safety back there. If they played right now, I would say Alabama would win in a 35-21 type game.
Wow. Okay. Okay, Matt, what about you?
I think it's hard to go against Saban, especially in a revenge game. But I think Quinn Ewers is definitely capable of throwing on this team. I mean, we've already seen it, and that offense and Sarkisian knows Saban. I think there is some advantages there. Sarkisian's, you know. He's a little bit familiar with, you know, the Tide. So I'm a little torn, but I'm going to say Texas. I think Texas, and it makes no sense because it's, again, a revenge game. And you think Alabama would respond. But we'll just look at what we saw with Washington and Oregon. Oregon got another chance against Washington. In the Pac-12 championship, and Washington, I think, played even better. I'm going to take Texas. Am I super confident? No, but that's what I'm feeling right now.
Matt, what are those two guys in Texas shirts doing in your backyard?
Yeah, holding a gun to my head. Yeah.
Before Jordo tells us about Alabama and Washington, I do want to mention, I think this man to my, I guess, right, said it when we did the bowl projections in 2021, and it's awfully hard to beat the same team twice in a season when we talk about Alabama and Georgia. One thing I do want to point out is I actually recently pulled up the stats from that first game. Alabama's offense actually produced better than Texas's. It was the turnover battles that were key, and Alabama hasn't turned the ball over since the Kentucky game in the middle of November. So I think, like I said, it's not the same team. But
yeah, I mean, I said from the get-go, I thought that Alabama was going to win the national championship, and when people were bailing out left and right or questioning or just everything – in order to win a national title, you've got to be good, but things really have to go your way. And honestly, in a couple of games this year, things have really gone their way to give them what they needed to get this far. I knew when they beat Auburn that they would end up being the fourth seed, and I knew Texas would be the third seed, and I knew ESPN was going to pray for this. I think – this game is in Houston, Texas, so basically a home game for Texas. They beat Alabama at home earlier this year. Everybody's going to be talking about it. I just think this has all the makings of the classic Alabama saving revenge game. I don't think it's going to be a super I don't think it's going to be as fun to watch as the first game. I think this is going to be pretty clinical. You know, maybe 35-28, something like that. But it something is going to happen in late in that game that is going to be soul crushing for Texas, and that will be the difference. And I'll say 35-28 to be safe. But I just don't think that Alabama loses this game. They've improved a lot. You know, they're hot. I don't know if they're the best team in the country, but they're the hottest team in the country, and I think that's going to make the difference. So give me Alabama 35, Texas 28. Jordo.
I think whatever way you slice it, ESPN is just going to be happy that one team's not eating chicken wings in the third quarter in a 65-7 game.
Man. What game was that?
Georgia and TCU.
Georgia and TCU.
I didn't even watch that game because I knew what was going to happen.
No, I was already ready for baseball by that point.
Yeah.
We had switched over to hockey by then. All right, Jordo.
Alabama will win the national championship, but it won't be without maybe a little bit of a struggle in this game. I see plenty of plays being made by Penix and in that offense, but eventually the moment gets too big. And like Will said, I think Alabama makes a few less mistakes and a few maybe it, like the gripe on Penix to me is if this style game anyway would be his lack of mobility. He's a little bit too much in the pocket to hurt Alabama, I think. So I think the tide rolls again, boys.
Does he ride off into the sunset if he wins this national title?
Yes.
You think so?
Oh.
I think so, too. I think so, too.
In defense of this statement, I did say it last time he won one as well in the COVID year. I thought COVID wore him down. It was the perfect opportunity to walk away, and he didn't then. So I guess it's one of those things, if I keep saying it enough, it'll happen eventually, and sure. I'll be right. And I'll be like, I told you so. But I just try not to take lightly what he's done for the University of Alabama and what it means to be a fan. So I just try to keep it all in perspective and enjoy the ride, you know, because I feel like if I'm constantly in that state of like, just, oh, he's coming back. He's coming back. Then I'm just going to be thinking about that constantly. If I just tell myself, hey, he could leave at any moment, I'm just grateful then, you know? So,
yeah. As a Dolphins fan, I can assure you he can leave at any moment. I promise you that. He can. He will at any moment.
He can.
My take it was 2028. Saban retires in 2028. And you want to know why I say 2028?
Because Tua's grandson is playing by that point.
No, 40. One, because I think 2028 is actually when his contract expires. And two, you know who just signed a contract extension that at their current school that ends in 2028?
You first,
Terry.
He's coming home, boys. The Lane train is. Joey Freshwater is coming back.
Not a chance.
I do think that happens. I do think.
I don't think Saban retires this year only because I think it really would have hurt their recruiting had he retired this year. And I mean, they cleaned house today, just about. So.
I guess so. I guess I'm looking at it from a story perspective. What else is there to do? You've won so many national championships. This has been the best coaching job you've ever done. You're not getting any younger. You're great.
He doesn't see it that way. He's a perfectionist.
Have we ever seen his wife this involved though? That's one of the other things I keep coming back to is like how involved she's been with this team and how much you've seen his family. I don't know. It just feels a little different to me.
I think if you're gonna again, I don't know, you know, but
no,
but
none of us do.
Yeah, if you're gonna
actually
cap a Hall of Fame career, what better way to do it than with your best performance? You know,
worst.
This is
your best worst team,
right? This, I mean, this is not, you know, this isn't. Well, Tua didn't win a national title except for the 1 year, but I mean, this isn't, you know, the 08 team or I don't know, take your pick. You know, this isn't even the Jacob Coker team. This is a worse team than that. And it from where they were, where people were losing their minds thinking that they're going to lose to USF, to playing for and probably going to win a national title. What else is there to do? This is the highest you could go out. So why not? And go, and you're still young enough to enjoy things like your grandkids and the lake. And, you know, that to me, it's a no-brainer. If you win this national title, which I think they're going to do, call it.
Careful, Drew. Your Auburn is trailing a little bit right there. That sounds more like you're hoping.
That's not hope. No, people get pissed off with me all the time because when I watch football, they get mad and say I'm too objective. But I'm going to tell you how it is. You know, I used to cover this stuff for a living, and I'm looking for storylines. And I think there's no better story than this is literally the best job I have ever done. What else can I do? You know, I mean, sure, I guess you could stay around and win some more, but at what point? I think Saban is one of those that's smart enough to, if he thinks, he's not going to be like Bobby Bowden, where it was pretty obvious the game had passed him by. I think he's smart enough to get out while he's still hot. Jordo, would you agree?
I 100% agree with that. I think he wants, Will was talking about the recruiting class. I think that's, he wants to leave Alabama in like a really good place, like leave him on top. I do believe that. So yeah, I can, that's why it just feels like it could be right. We're basically penciling Alabama in for a national championship here, and they're an underdog in their first game. So it's funny, but I mean, let's let it play out.
I don't think it's this year only because I think if he were going to retire after the season, that he would already have his heir apparent that he wants to take over on staff, and I don't think it's either of those guys. And if you with the recruiting cycle set up now, if it were a Sarkisian or a Kiffin, you know, you couldn't really leave in March and then, you know, expect to not miss a beat. So, Drew, how pissed would you be, or how mad would you be if you find out Saban retires and the Alabama hires Mike McDaniel to take over?
Oh my gosh.
Let me tell you, I would buy tickets to every home game to scream into the camera and protest every time. Like, I don't care one way or the other now about college football, but I would vehemently, I would be so anti-Alabama, it's not even funny.
That guy's an NFL guy through and through.
But in fairness, them taking Saban, like, that just left the Dolphins in a bad spot. If they took McDaniel, that would be a gaping hole in the Dolphins franchise, and that would be tough to recover from.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. Matt, you were going to say something a second ago about
– you guys kind of touched on it. I was going to say if Saban does actually call it quits this year, who's the coach for 2024?
I do think it's the main reason Lane didn't take the Auburn job. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. It's not the only, but I mean, to me it is. It's the only reason you don't take the Auburn job. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. The only way you don't take that job is if you think there's a job ahead of that, and there's really only 5 to 10 jobs that are ahead of the Auburn job, probably.
Well, he's already had one of them.
I think there's four guys that are kind of on the short list. I think at this point he wouldn't leave, but you throw a blank check at Kirby Smart just to see. I don't think he ever leaves Georgia.
No.
Realistically, I think it comes down to Lane. I've heard Sarkisian a lot, and then Dan Lanning, I think, are the three that you kind of look at more than
anything. Out of those three, I think Lane's the best. Dan Lanning, I mean, I'm sure he's great, but I wasn't all that impressed in the two Washington games this year.
Right.
I think Lane sets him up best for this new era that's coming.
Sure. Yep.
I think Saban will hang on for a couple more years, and if we can finally see where Lane can win the big one, then I think that's when you'll see.
Oh no, I think this is, we're early enough in the NIL era and the transfer portal craziness. I think Saban sees the writing on the wall, and he's not going to stick around. And he's done a great job, and this is. I just think he doesn't want to deal with that. Maybe, and I could be wrong, but I think Jordan has touched on this before. Like, this isn't college football anymore. This is this is semi-pro at this point. I don't see him sticking around too far into this era, but I could be wrong. I mean, I've been wrong before, but I think there would be no more beautiful an exit than to, if he wins a national title, to go this year. If they lose, if they get beat by Michigan, or even if they get beat by Texas or Washington, he definitely comes back. But I think if they win, I think he's done. We're going to be the only podcast in America that calls this, and nobody's ever going to hear. You know what I mean? Like more people that listen to us are going to be like, "Oh my god!" But well, folks, that's pretty much it for our bowl predictions. Thank you for sticking with us this long, and trust me, this is the shortest bowl episode we've had in a minute. Guys, any other final thoughts before we head out for the holiday break and reconvene in January?
Yeah, I've been on the "you got to give Billy Napier time" train for a while, but after the signing day Florida's had, where basically like 9 of their top 10 recruits all flipped to another school, Florida might be looking for a new coach here soon.
Give time or call time?
Either one.
Matt, what about you? Any final thoughts?
No, it's been a fun year. I know we've had some breaks in some of our episodes, but this is always fun. So hope you all have a good holiday and look forward to more in 2024.
For sure. Jordan, what about you, man? Any final thoughts?
No, man, let's just enjoy the ride, and everybody have a safe and Merry Christmas.
You too. Well, from all of us here at the Message Pitch, we hope you have a Merry Christmas and the safest and happiest of holidays. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.